Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. And where are we today? Aaron Krug from Three Square Meals Restaurant, Craft Kitchen, and Cocktails in Needham, Massachusetts on Highland Avenue. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Gary.
He hosted us today, and we had a fabulous time. We had some great guests, and we're looking forward to spending more time with Aaron to know more about his business. Now, how did you get into this business, Aaron?
Actually, I am not a restaurateur by trade, but cooking was one of my passions and my hobbies, and there was an obvious void that I thought in the town where, you know, straight ahead, you know, American, you know, comfort food with a flair, you know, something that was a little bit more of a premium product, but, you know, sort of straight ahead, non-ethnic, and there was a void in the area, and I took my chances, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, it was an existing store before, and restaurant before, and you've totally changed everything, and you've brought in some great ideas, fabulous food, entertainment. What kinds of things are you doing now? You just brought on a new chef, Briggs, and things are really hopping here.
Yeah. So the legacy at this location was went from a pancake house to, you know, family diner type, you know, establishments, and so I tried to, you know, sort of carry some of that on and do breakfast, but we do three square meals. We have a scratch kitchen. We make every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. As you said, I got a new award-winning chef, Briggs. We're changing up the menus, sort of re-engineering the concept, tweaking it a little bit. Much more exciting cuisines. And we're bringing in, you know, we do live music performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday every week. You know, restaurant appropriate. You know, nothing that's going to blow the doors off or blow your eardrums out. But, you know, it's, musicianship that's commensurate with our, you know, top-notch food.
So that's great. Tell us a little bit about your top-notch food. What are some of your big items that are going to make us salivate when we walk in the door?
Well, I appreciate the segue. Nice opportunity to promote, you know, some of our items. We're currently in between our, you know, seasonal menus of, you know, winter transitioning to spring. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly some of the new menu items. But, you know, I can tell you that, you know, we do, prime beef burgers with, whipped bone marrow is, you know, one of our, you know, great, great sellers. You know, we feature, you know, fresh seafood with locally sourced vegetables and ingredients. You know, everything here is you know, made from scratch, cooked to order, fresh daily, and there's too many things to list specifically.
Mm-hmm. And what about as far as like connecting with the business community? Are you looking to grow your catering business? What are you envisioning down the road?
I mean, of course, these are all goals to, you know, try to make my business as successful as possible and, you know, give back to the community and you know, sort of be a, you know, this is the community that I grew up in, that I am now, you know, raising my family in and operating my business in. So, it's important to me to, you know, give back and contribute and sort of be a, you know, fiber in that fabric. Right now we're focusing on mostly in-house and guests, you know, that come to the restaurant, and you know, we will eventually, you know, work our way up to catering and, you know, doing some off-site events and things like that.
You've been tweaking the inside of the interior of your restaurant, and it has a real homey, warm type of feel to us. Tell us about some of the things you've done so far and what your vision is for the feel of the restaurant, besides having great food.
So trying to create an environment or an atmosphere where, you know, it's warm and it's comfortable and relaxed and less, not pretentious, but, you know, less just warm and casual and comfortable and relaxed. People can come in, have a bite to eat, have, a beer, a craft beer or, a handmade cocktail, and just chill. We've warmed it up with, some of the changes we made. We painted the dining room. We put in some beams and some reclaimed wood. you know, some you know, sort of vintage light fixtures, and we renovated the bar area.
Speaking of the bar, Aaron, I noticed the happy hour menu's been fairly recently revised. What kind of new things are you doing for happy hour here now?
Well, as you know, happy hour is, you know, not a thing in Massachusetts. You know, we can't discount alcohol, but, you know, so we're trying to, you know, of course, expand that day part where it's, you know, typically, you know, relatively slow. We're trying to, you know, build that up. So we're, you know, offering, you know, special appetizers, or we offer, you know, some deals on certain days of the week for, you know, food. In the past, we've brought some, you know, local entertainment out on the patio, which just opened yesterday with this beautiful weather we've been having.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to just, you know, entice people to come in and check it out, check out the food, check out the new ambiance here, you know, enjoy the patio. It's, you know, one of the only places, I think, around to eat outside. And,
right. People love to eat outside in this area because it's such a rare treat, like you said. And it brings back visions of them having a romantic time on, like, a French bistro on vacation or something. And you know, what better place to have that experience than Needham, Massachusetts at Three Square Restaurant with the fabulous food that you have here also.
Listen, to be compared to a French bistro in that region of the world here on Highland Ave is, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you have a certain vision. What are you hoping to do? I know Briggs was mentioning a summer menu that you have coming up. What kinds of things do you have going forward that we can all look forward to?
Well, you know, again, we have some ideas that, you know, that we're working on, and you know, I'm sure that you know that there's a lot that goes into planning a menu.
Sure.
And, you know, deciding what to offer, and then sort of testing it to see whether it would be successful, and, you know, whether we want to actually put it on the menu full time. So, you know, we're testing some of that stuff, but, you know, I can say with almost certainty that we will have, you know, some kind of you know, fish taco. We have house-made tortillas, you know, probably do some kind of, you know, pulled brisket, you know, sort of like a barbecue-esque type thing that, you know, would be great to eat, you know, with some house-made, you know, kohlrabi coleslaw, like out on a patio, or, again, locally, you know, fresh seafood, locally sourced vegetables. We're so lucky that we're, you know, an independent restaurant. We're not, you know, governed by some, you know, corporate franchise, or,
mm-hmm.
and we can be as creative as we want.
You know, so you can really sprout your wings and try different things out and try to grow your business however you see fit.
Yeah, I mean, we listen to our guests, you know, and, you know, try to do things that people like that'll keep them coming back, and, you know, keep it fresh and exciting, and you know, give people what they want.
What type of challenges have you faced here in terms of growing your business, in terms of, you know, figuring out the right menu items? What kinds of things has been the most difficult? What about as far as, like, getting help? Has that been difficult, getting qualified help?
Well, you know, there are certainly a lot of challenges to running any business.
Certainly pricing is difficult because ever-increasing prices on certain items.
Yeah, I mean, the margins are getting slimmer and slimmer as, you know, food prices go up and electricity goes up and, you know, rent goes up and you know, real estate taxes. I mean, everything, you know, contributes to, you know, the expenses. But again, we try to give, you know, people what they want and try to, you know, keep the value proposition fair. And, you know, everybody knows that, you know, we're a for-profit business. So, but I think we try to keep it fair. Certainly we offer a what I think is an outstanding product and a great value. I would say some of the challenges, you know, as far as help, you know, we aren't tea accessible, so that, you know, could be a drawback. But, you know, one of the advantages to that is that we're on Highland Avenue and we have, you know, tremendous visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to turn some of those things into, you know,
positives. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, a lot of people know, drive by here, and, you know, almost every day, you know, someone will come in and say, you know, I've driven by here a million times, and I, you know, finally today I said, I'm going to stop in, and, you know, we've done, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but we have done a really outstanding job of making first-time visitors, repeat guests.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the mentality here is really focused on hospitality. You know, so it's not the restaurant business. You know, this is the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're not customers; they're guests. You know, we welcome everyone. We try to treat them like family and do whatever we can for them. You know?
And what are the ways that you're trying to grow your business at this point? Is it through marketing? What other mechanisms have you come up with that work successfully?
It's marketing. It's keeping it dynamic. Menus, some of the hot trends in the food arena, the ingredients of whether it's a trending craft beer like, Lord Hobo's, Boom Sauce out of Woburn or, Jack's Abbey Smoking Dagger out of Framingham.
Mm-hmm.
We try to bring in some of those, local and really
trying
exciting.
Trying to create some excitement. Great.
Beers that people may want to try that they've heard about because it's, trending or popular or, something local and exciting. Some of the craft, spirits that we bring in or, wines that are maybe not as popular, but that we, encourage our guests to try and sample. Again, food, changing the menu, offering specials, all those things, contribute to people wanting to come back and not having the same menu over and over. And, we certainly have, some of the staples and that, people love, and those change seasonally, but, we do run a lot of specials and we try to make, exciting food.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I've been speaking to Aaron Krug from Three Square Restaurant. We're in Needham, Massachusetts, and he was so gracious to have us here. We're the Five Star Food Show. I'm Gary Goldman, the host. Now, Aaron, if somebody wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, we're right here on Highland Ave at exit 19B, right down the street from Muzzy Ford. We have a website, which is www.threesquaresneedham.com. It's the number 3. And our telephone number, of course, is 781-444-4644.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you, Gary. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome.